Thank you for calling Delta Dental for AARP Dental Insurance Plan.
Para continuar en español, marque 8.
To get started, please say, I'm a dental provider, or I'm an insured member.
Member.
Member handbook materials and ID cards are available to view and print at myaarpdental.com. Physical mailings of the member handbook and ID cards are delayed 4 to 6 weeks due to an operational issue.
I see you're calling from the phone number 970-235-0470. To get started, what's the date of birth of the person you're calling about?
4-25-53.
Please note that any eligibility or benefits information provided is not a guarantee of payment. This member is eligible under a Delta Dental PPO plan. You can say repeat that or press 1. Billing and payments, 2. Benefits, 3. Claims and estimates, 4. Or more options, or press 5. Sure. Please hold while I search our records for the past 90 days. I found 3 claims. The first, most recent claim is for treatment performed on January 16th. Delta Dental paid a total of $87.50. And the member's responsibility was $1,183.50. Say, repeat that, or hear the next one. You can also say main menu, or if you're finished, just hang up.
Representative.
You'd like to speak with a representative, is that right?
Yes.
Please hold while we transfer you to a representative. Please note that your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
To help us improve future customer experience, we would like to know if you are calling about the same issue you recently called about. Please press 1 for yes or 2 for no. In order to better serve you, please stay on the line after the call to complete a short survey.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Delta Dental. My name is Shauna. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hello, my name is Phil Rice.
Thank you for entering your information into the automated system. Give me just a moment to get your policy pulled up. Thank you for being a valued member of AARP. The computer is loading. All right. Thank you for your patience. May I have your full mailing address?
My address is 11268 East Linvale Drive, Aurora, Colorado.
And the zip code?
And are you asking because you want to verify?
I have to get the full address in order to authenticate the account.
The zip code is 80014.
It's a good email address, phil.rice@mkgapappraisal.com or mkgappraisal.com.
Yes, that's right.
And I did want to let you know you can view your coverage and benefits online at deltadentalins.com/AARP. How may I assist you today?
All right, so let's start with, tell me your name, please. I think you already told me it didn't come through very well on the phone. I think you're coming through a little more clearly now. So say it again, please.
Shauna.
Shauna. Will you spell that, please?
S-H-A-W-N-A.
All right. And are you working from home, Shauna?
I am. Why do you ask?
All right. Very good. Are you a licensed real estate agent? I'm not a real estate agent. Licensed insurance agent?
No.
All right. So am I going to be able to speak to a licensed agent if I want to? I'm not saying I want to right now. I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to if I want to.
Of course.
All right. So I may ask to speak to one in a few minutes. I'm calling about trying to understand a little better, I guess, about how my insurance works. I'm realizing, I think, way too late in the process that it's in my best interest to understand and get more personally involved in how decisions are being made. I've been, I think, way too naive in thinking that the dentist, the people that work in the dentist's office are going to be more knowledgeable in how the insurance works, and they'll make decisions that are in my best interest. And I think I'm realizing far too late that that's not always the case. So I went to the dentist's office, and it was a new dentist's office for me and a new insurance for me, new primary insurance on January 1st. I went to the first appointment on January 4th, and apparently they did not do a pre-authorization, didn't ask for one, and I'm wondering if I were to, I went on the 4th. They did a lot of x-rays and an exam, and they gave me a printout of what they expected to do and what they thought it would cost. And then the work was done. We made an appointment. I came back on the 15th. They put in a crown, and then on the 16th, they did what they called a deep cleaning and some other work. And I'm going to come back on, I guess it's next Friday, which I guess is going to be February 2nd. Right now there's a temporary crown. On the 2nd, they're going to put the permanent crown on. And I guess that'll be pretty much the end of it. And as I understand it, they don't really finalize the billing until the permanent crown is put on. So I was told that they did not ask for a pre-authorization. One of the questions I have is that if I were to ask that a pre-authorization be done now, if they would do one now and send it to me, give it to me. I get that done.
No problem. I'll be more than happy to assist you with finding out about pre-authorization. So a pre-authorization is something that happens before the service has been completed, and it's really to advise the member of how much you'll pay so you can make your decision informed. So it looks like you've already had the services completed, so there will be no need for a pre-authorization because it'll be the same information. It's finalized.
So you're not answering my question. You're telling me there's no need for it. I'm asking if I can get one done.
If can I ask let you know one. That's it? No, sir. You cannot get a pre-authorization done for a service that's already been completed. I was able to answer your question.
You're telling me if I ask for one, the answer is no. You won't do it. How would I get one done? If I were to
get services done,
how would I get it done? Can I send a letter and ask for it in writing? And if so, where would I send the letter to?
No, sir. So when you ask for a pre-authorization, you would ask your dentist before any work is done. The dentist will submit it. The only person that can submit a pre-authorization is the dentist.
Where do they send it?
They send it to our claims department.
Can you give me, is it in the mail?
It just depends on how that office does their claims. They can either do it electronically or they can do it in the mail.
Can you find out where this office sends their, whether they do it electronically or in the mail? And if they do it in the mail, what address they mail it to? And if they do it electronically?
You need to contact that office.
So you're telling me you don't know. Is that what you're telling
me? Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Give me just a moment. Let me look at the actual claim. It looks like they submit theirs electronically.
All right. And so who at your end gets it? Who would be on the receiving end at your end? Who would be somebody I could contact? Yeah, okay. So who would be somebody I could talk to in the claims department?
The claims department does not accept calls. I can put in a request. If you let me know your specific question, I can put in a request, and you can call back in 3 to 5 business days for an update.
The claims department does not accept calls. Isn't that something?
That's correct.
Do they accept letters?
No, sir. I can go ahead and put in a request. Whatever your question is, I can attach it to my service form, and they'll have a response for you within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, you said that it's possible for the dentist's office to submit a request by mail. So if they were to submit it by mail, what address would they mail it to?
Sure. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
It'll be Delta Dental Insurance Company.
All right. Bear with me. Delta Dental Insurance Company. Go ahead.
P.O. Box.
Go ahead.
2059.
Go ahead.
Mechanicsburg, one word.
Mechanicsburg. Is it B-E-R-G?
B-U-R-G.
B-U-R-G. And that's Pennsylvania.
PA.
Right? Okay,
yes,
go
sir.
Ahead.
17055.
17055. Go ahead.
That's the end of the address.
Right. But there's got to be more than that. Attention, claims department?
You can put that. It just says Delta Dental Insurance Company. You can put attention, claims department. That's the address to the claims department. That's their P.O. box address. They only have one box for the claims at that location.
Yeah, okay. And so do you know the name of the person that's in charge of the claims department? Is it a secret? Is it just that you don't know? Is it that you know but you won't tell me, or is it that you don't know?
Would you like to file a complaint?
You're not answering my question.
There's not a specific person in charge of the entire claims department.
You're not answering my question. Is it that you know and you won't tell me, or is it that it's a secret?
I'm located on the East Coast. They're located in Pennsylvania, so no.
It's that you don't know. I think that's what you're trying to tell me, is that you don't know. If you just tell me you don't know, that's fine. I'll accept that as your answer. It's, I don't know who's
the survey. Based on this interaction with the contact center, using a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 being most likely, how likely are you to recommend Delta Dental to a friend or colleague? Based on this interaction with the contact center, using a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 being most likely, how likely are you to recommend Delta Dental to a friend or colleague? Was the reason for your call resolved? Press 1 for yes or 2 for no. Based on the last